This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to workplace culture, dress codes, and local economies. The stories from the state of Maine, a business to supply demand from women for hijabs. Here's Maine Public Radio's Ari Snyder.
In the small coastal town of Biddeford, Isra Annan opens her handbag and gently pulls out three hijabs.
So I brought three different colors.
They are samples from her clothing startup, Muhara Collection, that she launched with a friend last year.
Very light, very soft, goes with everything.
Up until recently, Annan was on an entirely different career track, working as a dental assistant, a job she was initially excited about. But not long after she started, she says her employers asked if she would replace her hijab with a surgical hat and a smaller head covering underneath. Annan says she agreed at first, wanting to fit in.
But then I started realizing this is not who I am.
So after several months at the clinic, she put in her notice and opened the store with a friend. They began importing hijabs from Turkey, selling them for $7 each. It didn't take long to find customers, like Tabarik Alabudi.
I've never bought a hijab in person until actually Isra opened her Muhara collection.
And Annan is now running into more and more people wearing her fashion lines.
And I saw some girls, they were like, oh, we're wearing your hijab. I was like, this is cute. This is so nice.
Annan is tapping into a Muslim customer base that has long been underserved by the mainstream fashion industry, says Lauren DeVita, an apparel merchandising professor at Baylor University. DeVita says the modest fashion industry is growing rapidly in the U.S. It includes clothing like hijabs, long dresses, modest swimwear for people of various religious beliefs.
Because at this point, it is not saturated with entrants. It's growing because it has been underserved to this point.
She says that means there's still plenty of room for small-scale entrepreneurs with connections to their communities to grow. In Portland, Maine, I'm Ari Snyder for Marketplace.